USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Congress on Thursday voted to suspend normal trade relations with Russia and ban the importation of its oil because of the invasion in Ukraine. President Biden is expected to sign the measure, which the Senate passed 100-0. White House officials and Democrat lawmakers celebrated Thursday's historic confirmation of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to a lifetime appointment on the Supreme Court.
It's considered made and laid upon the table, and the president will immediately be notified.
Madam President, very happily, I note the absence of a quorum.
The average U.S. life expectancy has fallen by more than 2 years between 2020 and 2021. The study was done by the University of Colorado Boulder. There was a historically high drop in estimated life expectancy in 2020, from about 78.9 years to 77 years, a fall of almost 2 years since the pandemic started. USA Radio News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-272-1955. That's 1-800-272-1955. Or go to selectquote.com. That's 1-800-272-1955.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The city of Denver, Colorado will appeal a court verdict last month that awarded $14 million to protesters that were subjected to excessive police force. Denver Democrat Mayor Michael Hancock told reporters on Thursday the protests in 2020 following the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis were unprecedented. China is no longer the number one nation funneling drugs into our southern border.
Mexico has replaced China as the dominant source of the deadly opioid fentanyl, which is flooding across the border into the United States. State Department Assistant Secretary James Walsh telling a congressional panel that it will take work on both sides of the border to stop the flow.
Precursor chemicals used to create the illicit fentanyls are neither scheduled nor regulated nationally by Mexico and are thus legal to sell and ship.
DEA agents seized 3 million counterfeit prescription pills last year. That's three times the number in 2020. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Zoos across America are moving their birds indoors and away from people and wildlife. They're trying to protect them from the highly contagious and sometimes deadly avian influenza. Nearly 23 million chickens and turkeys have already been euthanized across the United States to limit the spread of the virus. Penguins may be the only birds visitors can see in zoos right now. Former Republican representative from California and now Trump Media and Technology Group CEO Devin Nunes on One America News Thursday, he discusses special counsel John Durham and his ongoing investigation on the Hillary Clinton campaign corruption and how this is what you can expect from politicians caught up in a lie.
You know, what we found was we built a circumstantial case that resulted in 14 criminal referrals being made to the Department of Justice. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's taken a long time for Durham to get to where is today, but what he's doing is he's building actual hard evidence, right? So that text message is really and I think really dangerous for Sussman. Something clearly should have been given to us in Congress when I was there.
Mm-hmm.
How that was obfuscated and kept from Congress, we'll never know. But it's going to be one thing that the Republicans are going to have to do moving forward. Is learn from what we went through the last 5 years with this case specifically, because we're going to have to issue a lot more subpoenas and hold these agencies a lot more accountable.
This is USA Radio News.